Blog Talk Radio.
I think I'm on. Oh, goodness. Hello, everybody. I thought my song was going to play, but I don't see it on. So I'm thinking I must not have loaded the show the right way today. Whoops. Well, anyway, hello, everybody. It's me. It's Nicole. I know I've been gone for a few weeks. I've had a lot of stuff going on. So welcome back to everyone who's listening. And hopefully you got something out of listening to the archive programs. I mean, the information there is just as valid as when it's given. So use the information for the evolution of your own spirituality, because that's what it's all here for. So I was taking a few notes before the show, tried to gather my thoughts about, you know, what am I going to talk about today? And I guess it would be most appropriate to talk about what I've been doing over the past couple weeks since the show hasn't been on. I've basically been trying to work on my new website, which is NicoleQuinn.abm, as in Mary, P, as in Paul.com. And it's basically the website for my full-time job, which is working as a massage therapist, but also what I'm trying to do, and if anyone out there has any kind of idea how to make this happen faster, that would be awesome. I'm trying to bridge into energy work and readings and possibly doing some teaching work, because that's what my guys have basically told me I should be doing for about a year now. And I, you know, like everybody else, you think, no, that's not really the right thing to do. I can't do that. But, you know, they've told me before not to worry about it. When I get some direction and I feel like I can't do it, the first thing they always tell me is, you're not doing it by yourself. Like, why do you think you have to do it by yourself? So that's one of the big messages I want to bring to everyone today. You don't have to do it yourself. So whatever you're trying to accomplish, that's what you need to remember. Listen to your inner voice. So the Reconnected Healing show that I did, actually, a lot of people have listened to that. I think we've gotten like close to 50 or 60 replays on that one show. Healing is a big subject. Healing is something that you can't really put in a box and say, this is healing, because healing occurs on many levels. And just a physical healing is not all that's happening when you're working with some kind of energy work. So Reconnected Healing is one of the things that I'm offering at my business. And if you're in the San Antonio area, I would love to have you come by, book a session with me. I'm also doing massage, but like I said, you know, it would be fantastic if I could start getting some readings booked and try to do a little bit more along those lines, because it's time for me to progress too. And I have to stop fighting the fact that this is where it's all going. And being able to say at a dinner party that I'm a massage therapist is way more acceptable than saying, well, I'm an energy healer and a medium. But guess what? I saw a sign of my own just a couple of days ago, actually over the past couple of days. We talk a lot about spirit sending you signs and symbols. The fact that we're swimming in this information all the time and just we're not focused in on it, we're not aware of it. The symbols that you get from spirit are things that you're going to think are just nothing or something that you're making up. Basically, within a couple of days, I started to see a lot of dragonflies. And I tell people all the time, it doesn't matter if you physically see the animal. You can see it in different places. I saw one physical dragonfly. I saw one person that I know who had a dragonfly on her shirt. It's like a design. And there was a third one, I can't remember what it was, but it popped up really quickly in succession, so I know that it was a message. And I know what the message is, and the message is to start cutting through these illusions, because dragonfly has to do with illusions. There's more than one meaning also, people, so if you go out there and you look up some stuff and you find more than what I'm telling you here, understand that intuitively this is the part of the dragonfly's meaning that I need for myself. Actually, yeah, and there are a lot of websites out there who might, you know, be able to give you some guidance and what feels right for you, what sounds like the right thing, however you pick it up, what looks like the right thing for you. I want to use those three, the feeling, the sound, and the seeing. That's the right thing for you. So Yeah, I have had this challenge for a long time. I can remember back in high school before I realized all this stuff was real, and I just thought, I have a rich inner world. And just always being led in this direction of being a leader and always wanting to shrink back and not be in front of people and, much happier behind the scenes. And it's like, no, your purpose is to do this. And they would tell me that I would be somebody who shakes up the system, somebody who is going to help tear down old belief systems and help people find new ones. And this is really scary because it sounds really big. And from the level that spirit guides are looking at it, it is that big because they're looking at this whole planet and the people on it as a whole. They're not looking at it as a little tiny, life that we live, and the different cultures and all that stuff. They're looking at it as a whole. The human race is trying to move forward. We're trying to evolve, and this is part of it. And there's a lot of people here doing what I'm doing. It's not just me. I don't feel that I'm, special or above anyone because this is my purpose any more than somebody who, is a fantastic baseball pitcher is better than anybody else. That just happens to be the thing that you do best and the thing you excel at. And I say if you're good at something, you really do owe it to yourself and to spirit to go forth and to use it. So, following my own advice, I'm trying to do that. And so far, so good. I'm already getting, just by putting the intention out there, some people who have come my way. One of them came to me for a massage just recently, and she's, unlikely that anyone that would come into a salon fresh off the street, looking for a massage, would just happen to be a person who's into this stuff. And she was. And her sister's an energy healer who went to school right here in San Antonio for energy work. And their family actually, each of them has their own ability that they may not really truly understand, but they're all kind of on their own place in the past trying to get through it. And I thought, once again, I got that little ding, Nicole, you're supposed to help people. You're supposed to help them do this. And it was like, okay. So when stuff comes up over and over again, whatever it is, a symbol, an animal, a word, people that tend to have the same issue over and over again, know that there's something there for you. Now, the part where what am I supposed to do with this comes in, that's where someone like me can come along and kind of help you and guide you. So spiritual guidance is something that I do offer. It's pretty much the same price. I charge for my time. So if you want to talk for an hour, it's I think I have it up there as 60. So we can do it on Skype, we can do it on the phone, we can do it in person. I'd love to get some people locally to do some spiritual guidance work with. And frankly, I think I'm going to get it because it's just happening. All of a sudden I've got, hey, I think I might be able to do this. Can you help me? And it's like, where did that come from? You got to think about these things. They're happening. It's not just in your head. I used to think I was talking to myself until I met my mentor who finally told me, without even me saying anything, hey, guess what? You're not talking to yourself. And my eyes got all big and I was like, what? I don't know how she knew that. Well, now I know how she knew that. But at the time, I did not. And it's been an incredible journey. So here I am, and I don't know, it's about a year ago, I want to say January, is when I finally got the gumption to put up that blog, talk about my experiences, and I've gotten so many hits. I think I've gotten about 4,000 hits on that blog so far, and I'm really impressed with that because I don't feel like I'm anybody, I'm just this person. So for 4,000 hits to be on the site that someone like me in little San Antonio, Texas, put up is amazing, and it really proves to me that when you do need something, spirit finds a way to make it available to you. And if I'm the person that's going to be the one that's going to help you, somehow you will find me through the show, through the blog, even through some of the other things that you'll find out there on the net. I've done articles on examiner.com, for example. It's definitely, there's a bigger plan. There's a higher sort of perspective. So if you found me, if you're here, know that there's some work for us to do together, and that could be one-on-one work, or that could just be something that you'll pick up today from the show and think, I thought that before, but I wasn't sure. But now I feel like this was my reinforcement. This was my confirmation. So know that these things are not all in your head. There are a lot of instances that go on a daily basis, and you just don't recognize them for what they are. They're guidance. Let's see. I want to talk a little bit about, we're getting closer to the whole 2012 thing, so we're going to see a lot of doomsday stuff. There was that guy who was predicting the end of the world on Saturday. And, yeah, I jokingly put up a thing on my Facebook that said, you know, I was sitting in my Mrs. Roper dress waiting for the end of the world to come. And it didn't come. And was anybody surprised? I wasn't. These things are never, they're never true. And I don't understand why there people like this are out there just trying to get people riled up and afraid. I don't get it. I don't know if it's because the confusion and the chaos is something that, you know, they feel powerful because they created it by putting the false information out there or what. But the world is not going to end. Nothing ever ends. We don't end. Things change. Things transform. We become one thing or another. But there really is no end. And one of the biggest things that I try to teach the people that come to me is that you have to look at yourself through the eyes of your spirit. Know that you're a spirit in a body, and know that everyone else that you see is also a spirit in a body. We're all on a journey. We're all here to learn. If you think about, how can I put this? It's just like anything else. Sometimes maybe you want to go visit the mountains or you want to go visit the beach. And if you're a spirit, you find a place where that exists, you incarnate there, you can energetically go there too. But it's a different experience. And depending on what your soul would like to experience, this is what comes about. You also are never alone. There's always a support system there, whether it's your loved ones that have passed on that are still keeping an eye on you, or if it's the people that I call my people, spirit guides, who, if you just think of as people, because they are, they're highly evolved souls. They know what they're doing. They're there to help you, and they're always there, even if you're not aware of them. They're the ones that are going to give you these little signs and symbols to try to help you. And it's not that they're trying to control you because they cannot tell you what to do. And if you pick up on something that is demanding or insist that you do something, unless you find yourself in a life-threatening situation, I would say you need to disconnect from that energy because that is not a spirit guide. And I'll say it again, if you have some sort of guidance coming to you that is saying you must do this in a very forceful way, that is not a spirit guide. That is not what they do. Just because you're connecting to something does not make it a spirit guide. There's a lot out there. Your intention, your vibration, and just who you are is a lot of what you will attract. So think about this. My mom and my grandmom always said, you are who you hang with. If you're the kind of person that's standing on a corner looking for trouble, you're going to find trouble. So if you're a person that's whose intention is to heal, whose intention is to find other people like yourself, whatever you put out there, you're going to get. So just remember that. And when you go into a meditation, try to be very grounded when you go in. Try not to be scattered. Try to do some breathing exercises because meditation is the door to the other side. It's not about being still. It's not about any of the, some of the things that are out there just drive me crazy. Meditation is not about that. It's never been about that for me. Whenever I have stilled everything is when my inner voice becomes the loudest. And that's going to be the case for everyone. If we can all learn how to just quiet ourselves, use our breathing because that's how we can calm our bodies and then open up our minds and just allow the universe to speak with us, we can all evolve much faster. And that's what this whole 2012 thing is. We're all getting to a point where we either need to evolve or we're going to be extinct. We cannot continue to ruin the planet. We can't continue to treat each other the way that we do. We need to learn. We need to learn from mistakes and not continue to repeat them. Look at history. You know, those who refuse to ignore history are those who are doomed to repeat it. You know, and if you refuse to look at what has happened, you can never, ever, like, progress. Because how do you know? We're not all reinventing the wheel every single day. People have been here before us. It's important to know those things. It's important to understand what has come before you so that you can understand where you're going. It's like a roadmap. So with that being said, the vibration of the planet is changing. It's speeding up, and things are happening faster. technology, look at the advancement of technology. That's a good example of it. We're getting more information. We're tapping into things that we never tapped into before. And it's just going to continue to do this. And those who can't embrace change are going to find themselves, you know, very miserable, swallowed up by it. Because we need to embrace change in order to get to this place we're all headed to. I don't have the punchline. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. But my guides and my elder that I refer to as grandfather, these people that have guided me and have brought me to where I am now, and they have made everything happen. I mean, like, I basically asked, can I do this? And they always tell me, all you need to do is make the decision, and everyone here is waiting for you to pull that trigger. And we're all going to help and support you. So whatever I've done, they've been there, and they've proven themselves to me over and over again, even though I've been horrible and not believed them and, you know, probably made them jump through hoops and whatnot. I trust what they tell me, and they're telling me that the vibration of the planet is speeding up. And my job as a messenger is to try to help people raise their vibrations, become more aware. Nothing bad is going to happen to you if you're more aware of things. It's only going to make things better. Now, the way that we are aware of things currently through technology, that's not the awareness I'm talking about. I don't mean you need to read newspapers, every newspaper you can get your hands on. I don't mean you need to watch CNN 24/7. In fact, those things are very carefully orchestrated. They're created. A lot of things that happen are created events. What I'm talking about is the awareness beneath that, where you actually look at the news and think, I realize this person has a job to do. I realize that these people have ratings and advertisers and that what they put out there needs to draw as many viewers as possible. Therefore, they are creating what I'm watching. It's not the cheeseball 50s news like it used to be. This is like really intentional what's put out there. So please try to remember that. Try to expand your awareness of things. The big lesson I think that we could all do for the week, I usually just do these week by week. Just keep in mind, whenever you do something, wherever you go, the people that you're dealing with, try to see things from their perspective. You know, it is kind of a mental exercise. So it's safe to use your brain here, whereas with most of the mediumship stuff and the psychic awareness, you have to let go of intellect a little bit. But your intellect can help you. It helps you understand things and relate to things. So if you see something in whatever context, just think about what this person, where they're coming from. And I'll use an example from my life. It just seems easier to use examples rather than to put it out there like that. If I get someone who's a massage client, a lot of people come to me in pain. I could walk up, you know, receive the person, take their information and bring them back, and they can be a complete jackass to me the whole time. And this has happened before. Not a lot, but it's happened before. I can sit there and take offense, you know, if that's the way that I choose to deal with the situation. But most of the time, I realize it's not my place to do that. My place is to diffuse the situation. So the first thing I do is think to myself, listen to what they're saying, find out where this is coming from. Because if they never met me before, it has nothing to do with me. And for me to make it all about myself is not the right way to go. So basically what I do is I ask the question. Someone comes to me, for example, this happens off and on, where they'll tell me right out of the gate, I don't like this. Don't press too hard here. And it's very angry. I'll just look at them and I'll say, can you tell me what happened, that this is what you're telling me? Because I know that this is coming from somewhere. Did somebody do something to you? Were you hurt? And then comes the story. And as soon as I do that, I stop getting all that crap. I stop getting all that anger because it's directed towards me because they don't know how to process their emotions. Maybe they didn't say anything at the time and were quiet on the table because they didn't want to offend the other person. Really, if you can just find a way to respectfully tell someone something, you don't have to carry all this junk around with you, and it doesn't have to be directed at other people later. So just food for thought there. And then they actually start to bond with me, and they realize, you know, I'm not there to give them more problems. I'm there to help them. And I also have to remember that people are in pain, and pain distorts things that, I can't even explain it. It makes your mood terrible. It helps, like, feed that part of you that gets irritated. Like, maybe something like someone cutting you off in traffic would irritate you a little, but you get over it and you keep driving. When you're in pain, you're already at, like, a level 10. And now this is just going to trip that wire and you're going to go into like a complete fit of rage. So pain is a very powerful thing, but if we can use it, if we can use it to understand and learn things, it can be our teacher. So just try to remember where the other person might be coming from. And that's the only way that I can explain it, coming from like a practical, everyday viewpoint. I'm not saying, you know, yes, walk in everybody's shoes. You're not going to be able to do that every day, all day long. You need some focus on yourself. You need to know where you're going and what you're doing. But it does help if when you're dealing with people, you can kind of see that a little bit. Whatever, you know, wherever you find yourself, even in the grocery store. I was a cashier once when I was like 17 years old. I know what it's like to be on that side of the line and have people glare at you or think you're stupid because you're a cashier and not a rocket scientist, even though rocket scientists wouldn't be checking them out at the grocery store. So I don't know why they would expect that. But, you know, I understand that. And so I come from that place when I'm looking at the cashier, when they're asking me questions. I know that they have to do certain things and that's why they're doing them. It has nothing to do with me. So just try to keep that in mind. That would be the lesson for the week that I would like everyone to try to focus on a little bit. Just wrap your head around. It's going to take time. Eventually, if you practice these little games with yourself, you actually start to develop. It's like, I don't know, not like magic, I guess, but it's like a back door. It's like a way to learn something. Like when little kids watch a cartoon that's really about math and they don't realize they're learning math. These little exercises that I throw out there actually will help you evolve. They'll actually open you up. They're doing these things as a result of you just going through the process. You can't really replace the process. There's no magic pill where I can just give it to you and you're going to think, wow, now I see everything from your perspective and I've jumped through, you know, 10 hoops without actually having to jump through them. Very rarely does that happen. It sometimes can happen through energy work where your energy will just evolve as a result of the healing that you go through. Honestly, most of the time it doesn't. We come here to experience. There wouldn't be time and space if we didn't need to have the experience of what it's like to move through time and space. So anything that you may think is just a hindrance or a pain in the butt or, you know, you don't see your purpose for, you really, really need to make sure that you just take a step back and think, okay, this seems useless right now, but I can find meaning in it. There's meaning in everything. There's a purpose for everything. I recently finally finished Lisa Williams' new book. I'm a really big Lisa Williams fan. I think she's a very good example of somebody who is respectful of this world and the spirit world, ethical, and a true teacher. Her book goes over what happens when you die, and it's told from the viewpoint of her spirit guides trying to help us basically understand the process to make it a little bit less frightening, a little, you know, less mystical. It's really a natural process, and as I was reading it, I honestly felt like I'd already been there, you know, and I'm sure that if you can get to a point where your mind is open, you can remember many times going through the process of passing over yourself, checking things out from that viewpoint, and then figuring out how to get back here to do some more work. We come here because we want to. So whatever's in your life right now, if you're looking around thinking, man, this really stinks, you need to know that you put it together because you did. For whatever reason, you may not know what it is right now. You may be stuck in a place where you just can't get there. But we did put it there for a reason. People incarnate with the same families who give everybody, you know, whatever you call Ajita in my family. You know, you have like a mother or a father or brother or sister who just constantly stirs the pot. Know that you're part of their journey. Know that they incarnated with you to give you a hard time so you could learn something. And know that you agreed to be with them while they gave you a hard time so that they could figure out something for themselves as well. So there is nothing here that is not without a purpose. And a lot of people like to say everything happens for a reason. I don't like to say that. I don't think reason is the right word. I think everything happens for a purpose. That's probably the best way that I can put it. So reading some stuff in the chat room. Actually, thanks to everyone who's in the chat room right now. If you want to be in the chat room and chat with the other people that are listening live, you can go into Blog Talk Radio and become a member. You just drop a profile, and then you'll be able to talk into, you'll be able to pop into all the chat rooms and talk to whoever else is listening. And you can ask questions that way. You can also just connect with other people that are into what you're into. It's a really good place to meet people. I've made a lot of friends on Blog Talk Radio. It's kind of cool. And actually, Lisa Williams is on Blog Talk Radio too now. So if you're a fan of hers like I am, check her out. If you pop her into the search function on Blog Talk Radio, you'll find her show. I think she's on today, actually. I think she might have been on earlier. So I do have a caller on the line, but unfortunately, this is not a call-in show today. So if you'd like to call back another time, a different show, I welcome that, or you can send me an email. And just for everyone out there who may have a question, it's healingstarspirit@yahoo.com. I have about 4 minutes remaining, so I just want to put out there my blog, which is confessionsofaspiritmessenger.com. I've got a couple of new entries that I posted recently. And, yeah, thank goodness for the archives. I know. You can access that whenever you want. On Blog Talk Radio, you can download any of the shows. You can subscribe. You can do all of these things where you don't miss anything. And you're able to throw it onto your MP3 player. You can listen whenever, wherever. Listen at the gym. Feel like you need a little inspiration while you're, at your desk, just pop it on. And, maybe when you're driving, long drives. I've listened to whole books sometimes if I was driving for long enough. So my MP3 player is my best friend. I put all kinds of stuff on there. So do that. And also, if you are in the local area, I am available for readings. I'm available for massage and energy work. So my whole purpose is to help people heal and evolve, and that's what I'm trying to do here. So if you would like a distance session, we can do that as well. You don't actually physically have to be here in order for the energy to make it to you, just like when you do a distance reading, like a phone reading. The energy knows where you are. The universe is infinitely smarter than we are. We have a tiny, tiny, tiny perspective compared to the fullness of what's out there. So just remember that. And let's see. My mom's in the chat room today, so I want to say hi to my mom. And, just go forth this week. Remember the lesson, that little exercise that I've given you. And honestly, if you have any feedback, if you play with it a little, I'd love to hear what you get. So just tell me about your experiences if you want to email them to me. Or actually, maybe a call-in for the next show would be appropriate. Let me know what happens. I'd love to hear about it. I've done some of these experiments myself, and like I said, the results when I react one way as opposed to when I am conscious of what's happening and aware and take it to a different place are completely different. The compassion that we need to have for one another in order to all, become one truly and evolve as a planet is infinite. We really need to have more compassion for one another, including people who you think are not so savory. It may be hard, but it's necessary. So that's pretty much it for this week's show. Yes, playing games is fun, Joan. I agree. It is, even just seeing how people react if you open a door for them, Just take a look. Awareness is a really big thing. A lot of people are like, wow, you're really smart. I've never considered myself smart. I've considered myself an observer. You just learn a lot just from keeping your mouth shut and watching. So, yeah, big words from somebody who's got a big mouth on the radio, right? Anyway, I'm going to let everybody have a great week. Let you all go forth and play those games. Try to go out there and be mindful this week. And hopefully I can have all you back next week. We'll talk about something different. I've not chosen a topic yet, but it'd be fantastic if I could get a couple of callers who've gone through these exercises to call in and share their experiences, because we always learn from each other. So thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. Please go to my website, check out the blog, and be good to one another. In the words of Bill and Ted, be excellent to one another. Thank you so much. I will see you all next week.